This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Front row on the bigger picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. Historically, percussion instruments, especially the deep-sounding, bone-rattling large drums, have provided the rallying force and energy for armies in the field about to go into battle. The drums, with their pounding, can make hearts pound in resonance. There is something primal about the beats of percussion instruments. In the studio with me are two artistic directors from two percussion-based performing groups. One is Quen Yang Huang from the Ju Percussion Group. And that's, by the way, from Taiwan. Bernard Goh of Hands Percussion, Malaysia. Welcome. Yeah. Now, percussion, your percussion company, the Ju Percussion Company, is nearly 30 years old.
Right.
That's amazing. Simply amazing. I mean, the fact that anybody can exist for 30 years is an achievement, right? How old is Hands Percussion, by the way?
We are 18 this year.
Oh, yeah.
It's still also very long.
Yes, I thoroughly agree. 18 is still an amazing number. Yeah. So what have you done right to keep going?
Okay, first of all, thank you, Lim Soon, and to introduce this percussion group to the new friend in Malaysia. Yeah. Now, okay, let me explain very quickly about the percussion we are doing. This group is established in the 1986. Actually, so many instruments we can think about is percussion. Anything can make the sound by hitting. Mm-hmm. It's like the table or ground or your hand clap. Everything just make the sound through not only hit or beat or scratch. Everything is kind of called a percussion.
Yeah, like so, that's why stomp became very popular. Yeah, buckets.
So everything can be our instrument. So not only the drums, of course. Mm-hmm. In Taiwan, Mr. Zhu, which is our founder, he graduated from Vienna, the conservatory. So he's very basically on the classical field. After he finished his study and back to Taiwan and thinking about what is going to do of his career life, not the orchestra timpanist or go to the army band to play the snare drum.
Quite limited.
Yeah, and you already can imagine what you looks like when you retire. Almost the same thing, right? So during that year, so many music getting more vivid because the people wants to listen some new music and some new creation or the invention of the instrument. So during 1980s in Taiwan, people very willing to listen some new music. So Mr. Zhu think about maybe I can using the percussion skill to establish one group or one band to only play in percussion. But that is many, many possibility can do. So we create many, many different kinds of music.
I know you just said that with percussion instruments, you can create melody.
Right.
Help me understand that. Because, you know, you ask me to clap and make a melody out of that, it is still just beats.
Right. Yeah. There's a couple percussion instrument. It's pitched like a marimba. That is by wood or vibraphone, like in jazz band. That is also that instrument also the percussion. Okay, even the timpani, it is a tunable, can be the perfect pitch to play the melody or bass. And also the tubular bell or some hand bells, also very exact accuracy pitched. So we got plenty of the instrument can make the perfect pitch. That means we can create, put together to make the melody or chord or bass.
But these are not traditionally Chinese instruments, right? So you have a mixture of East and West.
Right. So because Taiwan owns a very rich culture, not only the Chinese, also the Taiwanese Aboriginal, and also we got many influence from Japan, and also U.S. Army before established the base in Taiwan. So we also absorb a lot of a jazz style from state or the Western music, just like Mr. Drew, his learning background. So we can put any kind of the music elements in our music. So that is why we say that it's a combination through the traditional to the contemporary and also the Oriental to Western.
Have you limited or confined yourself strictly to percussion instruments and nothing outside of that?
You mean the instrument?
That you use, yeah.
We use everything to play.
Even string instruments.
Right, right. And also we use the like a woodwind instrument or piano.
Piano is percussion.
Right, right. We can hit or play. This time we are going to play in Malaysia. There is a piece using the guitar, but we use the stick to play on the string to become a percussion instrument.
Wow.
The sounds is really nice. I think probably no one imagined that is a guitar, because just like a cembalo in the Middle East, that is sounds very rich.
Do you purposely then, even if you are using a non-traditional traditionally not a percussion instrument, you still strike it to make the sound? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah.
Well, I know it's possible, but is that what you... So if you were to use a violin, you would still like strike the strings on the violin?
Or we can use some other way, like a bowing is a part of percussion, because mm-hmm. that is a sound from the scratch.
Scratch, yeah.
True.
Right, so of course we are not very limited our way to play, which one is count the percussion, which one is not. We're just trying to make the best combination of any kind of sound together. Of course, the group is play mostly percussion instrument, so you can feel a lot of rhythm and many beats inside. But the melody, or just like you said, any kind of music, if can put in our music, make that more colorful, we're totally welcome.
At what stage in your evolution did you start incorporating these other instruments? I'm asking this question because, you know, I understand you're from Taiwan. Yes. Therefore, there is that Chinese history and therefore Chinese instruments. Did you begin with Chinese instruments and then slowly incorporated the rest? Or from the very word go, this was like a free-flowing use of instruments of all kinds?
Yeah, this is a very good question, because even though every single member of the group is training by the Western music education system, so we learn, of course, reading the notation, and also we count the beat just like the Western education. But Mr. Zhu asked us, we have to be learn the Chinese Peking opera gong music, or Cantonese lion dance drumming, or the other local province, they have many drama accompany on the percussion music. So we need to learn those traditional music genre, then use that sound or the idea. But our technically is Western technical, and also the music style or form is the Western. So it's pretty much like using the Chinese element in influence, then become a very popular way to show.
Bernard, is hence percussion the same way?
No.
Because my understanding is that you guys...
It's totally like, you know, I mean, another way back, round, you know, because we all train in traditional way. And then it's not that traditional. Because why? Because you look at the drums hands is using. Actually, that one is like for lion dance, dragon dance. But we are not playing the typical traditional way. So we really like evoke from that traditional drumming with my master, my Sifu, 1988. So that is how a new like 24 drums is formed and then create in Malaysia. It born here. So when I started to follow this path, you know, I mean, in this Chinese drum, I I kind of like to pull in, you know, because my character, I want to pull in some of the other elements to make it more rich. And then, you know, Malaysia is the wonderful, like, you know, it's the richest, like, you know, I mean, culture. I can't really, like, find another place of it. So I pull in some of the element of Malays, Indian, Bangla, and then in Iban also, you know, I mean, their drums and then their percussion instrument also. So this is not something that I want to make it like to wow audiences or to let people like, wow. This is environment. So because I brought up in Kuala Pilah, you know, so it's a lot of like Malay influence, the music, the songs. So I think it become very natural for me to put into my composition. So I think it's very different. But we learn a lot from Jew Percussion because 20 years ago, I met them. Okay, I went to Taiwan and then I met, you know, this wonderful brother. And then they motivate me to really like, you know, this is something that can be done. So I believe in it. So I come back, I form Hands Percussion. So this is some people say, why you want to bring them in? I think this is something that attach. And then I think it's very important for me to bring it back.
You said you met with them quite a long time ago. And
yes.
And,
Kun Yen, you
mentioned that this is going to be the first time you guys are going to be
no.
in KL. No, that's not true, right?
Yeah. The group went to Malaysia, have concerts 1993 and 1995. Mm-hmm. But now, within 20 years, we didn't have any chance to come again. So that's why this time for us, it's very exciting to have one more chance to have a concert tour in Malaysia. So both KL and Penang. So that is very exciting to meet the old friend. And now the Hands Percussion getting this big and this good. And then if in the future we can cooperate, that will be very, very good. Just like Bernard said, it's kind of a different way or opposite. We are the
classically trained back to traditional.
And using the tradition. But they are traditional training. Now they put a lot of contemporary elements in. Mm-hmm. So I think that will be very, very exciting spark in between us.
Yeah. How do you evolve from here? Like, where are you going to go from here? Is percussion just a name now? In reality, you are musicians. Percussion is just a brand, and it really doesn't define you anymore. Would that be fair?
If you ask me about what's my definition or my philosophy face toward percussion, I think that is just our life, totally from the life. Because when our parents create our life, start from the heartbeat. And then we have breaths when we been birthed. Then you start to know the hip ping, even the mother to tap your hip, you know. That is a tempo. So that is very easy to catch the people's natural humility to listen and enjoy the rhythm or the beat. So that's why, just like you said, when you play the drumming, only beat, but not only sound is a beat. That beat means you can touched by that, or you feel when you feel sad or very low, you listen some, you know, really encourage drum sound, you will feel much better. Mm. Or you when you want to celebrate or cheerful moment, just like our Chinese New Year, everyone also needs the drum to make the sound. So that is life.
Can the kind of drums that you guys use, the huge ones, create the kind of sounds that creates melancholia, makes people sad? Or
sure.
Can?
Sure.
It's not always about go,
right,
go, go.
Right, right. Yeah, because I think just like say, we have the melodic instrument. We also can play very, very softly and also touch the sound. And also that sound even better than, like a string or woodwind, because they also very
trying
soft
to make enemies.
But because even the string or the woodwind or brass, you know, they can make the sounds very, you know, just like a line to make the very smooth melody. But we can also doing the same thing, but also inside you can hear the tempo more clearly in that. So the tempo now, the modern social is, you know, very quick. So that's why the young people wants to go to the, you know, live concert to yell or tap. But when you listen to the very calm music play by percussion, just like so many religious meditation, also using maybe just a bell mm-hmm. or maybe just a steady frequency, that is very easy to make people feel very comfortable. And
just brushing the top of the drum.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Just like when we play, there is a called an ocean drum, just some very tiny rocks on a head, drum head, make the sound just like
the ocean.
In the sea beach.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is also the percussion. So we can do it almost just imitate any environment from the nature and around the life.
One of the things that I've been reading from your side is that there is also this attempt, or you experimented with music theater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what would that entail?
Okay, theater just a form, I mean the performance form, but that is provide another chance to let us bring more element together, lighting or the miking or sound effect or the costume or the, you know, stage change. Actually, we're doing many percussion theater. This kind of project is many times, and the people when you come into that kind of show, not only listen, because people thinking the concert means just listen. You just sit there and listen. But when we put into the theater idea, actually not
visual.
Only visual, and also you can feel even the touch, because the drum will make the vibration very easily. So we're using the surround idea. We can put every corner with the player with the instrument. So you can feel the sounds from different angle or different dimension, from the second floor to all the ground. That is just like amazing.
Yeah, I went to a Mahler concert and they had instruments being played outside of the hall itself.
Wow.
And then leaving the doors open for it to seep into the hall, into the performance hall. Yeah. So I can understand where you're going with that.
Yeah.
So the kind of theater then it's about having a different experience beyond your ears. What about narratives in traditional theater? There is narrative. Is narrative a part of music theater? Can it be part of music theater?
I think so. Any possibility? No, we try. I mean, because maybe we don't have tried yet, but I think that's
it's
very
possible.
Yeah, very possible. Possible. Next project, we can think about that.
With hands, yes.
Yeah.
This September concert that you'll be holding at the KLCC Convention Center, what's the repertoire?
This time, we're trying to make the concert is a highlight from our 30 years. Because this is, just like I said, has been 20 years not going here. So we know some friend probably still feel strange to, you know, curious why we are going to play. So we don't play only classical or only Latin or only jazz. We're trying to put every different category of the percussion music, and we pick the most authentic one to put together. So that will be a very match that everyone's require. We try to satisfy everyone. So that would be a highlight concert.
Bernard, anything you want to add? Are you guys performing with them?
No.
Not at all?
This time, no. Because we are really sincere, you know, and have the, very honor to help this concert. So just want to share with the Malaysian audiences, because 20 years back, I think a lot of people missed the opportunity to watch them. So they are one of our hands idol, you get what I mean? So it's very, very hard to get them here. Then it's very rare opportunity. It's only 4 show, 2 in 26, and then 29 and 30 in Penang. Yeah, that one Budaya, USM. So the chances is very, you know, I mean, so for me, you have to come.
Quen Yuen Huang from
yes.
the Jew Percussion Group and Bernard Goh of Hands Percussion. The Jew Percussion Group from Taiwan will be performing in KL on Saturday, 26 September. Only 2 performances in KL at 3 p.m. and at 8:30 p.m. And as you just heard Bernard said, it's going up to Penang and there'll be 2 performances up there. The venue in KL Plenary Hall, Kuala Lumpur Convention Center. Tickets are priced from 88 to 338. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.